Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Casola standing by. We'll take caller 9844-999. Ola Profile, this coming up in minutes. And we have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a little kid's inspirational note for his dad is going viral because of how he ended it.
Uh-oh.
The full note says, quote, "You are a hard worker, you can make the world a better place, and if you work harder, you can buy that game I want."
Oh.
Damn.
Savage. I wonder what game it was.
That is very true, kid. Kid speak. We can't afford it right now.
Daddy,
you need to work harder.
Just work harder, Daddy. You can do it. A 30-year-old man from Long Island was arrested for leaving the scene of an accident. And it turned out his license had already been suspended 26 times.
Jesus.
Then no wonder he left.
Then on the same day, a 41-year-old from Long Island got pulled over for an expired inspection sticker, and his license had been suspended 76 times.
76? At what point do you just take someone's license away,
what
right?
Time
right?
Do you get it's on the like, bus?
But, I mean, it's like the people that have, he had 18 DUIs.
Well, they did have it. You don't have a license at that point in time. If you've been suspended that many times, like, you don't have a license. You're driving without one.
But wouldn't you just say, like, his license, like, if the license has been revoked, they normally say that. But they keep saying suspended. Like, hey, man, why don't you just take it
What
away?
Do you, I guess, what else do you call it? Like, driving while driving?
You could be caught driving without a license.
Yeah, but they don't call it that.
No, they do.
Yeah they do.
That's what you get ticketed for.
Really? It's not like a suspended license?
No.
Or like that?
Okay. Right, suspended just means suspended.
Suspended, yeah. Right.
But he's right. Like, at what point do you revoke the thing, right? Because you could still get an ID card that looks like a driver's license.
Right.
All right.
And it'll use all the purposes you need a driver's license
except
for.
Driving.
Except driving, legally.
That's where he has his problem.
Yeah.
All 14 members of an Iowa high school's graduating class from 1958 are still alive. And according to the Des Moines Register, the odds of that are astronomical, about 1 in 177 million.
Wait, you said 14 people?
14 members, yeah.
Either way, it's 100%.
It's only 14 people.
Right.
And if they graduated in 58, that means they were born in 1940, which was the same year as my father, and he's in good health. And I feel like
just the numbers of somebody not being around anymore.
Now I'm thinking about the people he grew up with. Yeah. You know what?
We couldn't do it in our class.
I couldn't have done it within 20 minutes. It's Baltimore.
I know, you could have done it during school.
Exactly.
Yeah, sadly, I think 2 years after I graduated, it was
right. That was over.
Yeah.
I don't think mine took that long.
All right, well, it makes that stat more amazing. At first, I saw 14 and was like, is that impressive?
I know, I'm staying corrected
right
now.
I think graduation night, that record got broken.
Get out of here. That
jeez,
sucks.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
That's moving on.
Story.
Mm-hmm. Mike's a murderer.
I know.
That's what I got out of that.
A 41-year-old officer in Florida has to find a new job after she got a DUI while driving in reverse.
Damn. You know what? I've seen one person drive drunk in reverse, and it was in Florida. He had this little red Fiero. I always remember this. He had blonde hair, big blonde mustache, Hawaiian shirt. He stumbles up. It's the gas station. He's not there to get gas, but they had a little bulletproof booth, and in there you could buy a six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was clearly drunk. The woman did not care, sold him the six-pack. He walks back to his red Fiero, closes the door, and I think he's reversing just out of the gas station. He hits the highway and just went up the highway, out of eyes view, still going in reverse.
Probably all
like,
he had
you
in it.
You got to be kidding me.
Right? What is the justification for driving in reverse?
Dude, but like I said, only in Florida.
I guess. A new survey found that each hour of cleaning you do per week is associated with a 53% boost in overall happiness.
That survey was put out by the person who does all the cleaning and wants your lazy ass to help.
80% of people feel more relaxed when their home is clean, 77% feel more focused, and 72% actually sleep better.
Yes, I believe all those
all
things.
All of that is true. No one disputes that. It's the part of cleaning that you don't enjoy. We understand the benefit.
It's the fact of when it's done, you're like, oh, I'm glad I did it.
Right.
Because the place looks better, and you just... It's not like when you're done cleaning, you're like, that sucked, my life is hell. Like, you look around, you're like, this place looks pretty nice.
Right, and now you feel like, accomplished because you didn't just sit down and do nothing.
Yeah, like,
according to foodbeast.com, McDonald's still has the best fast food French fries.
I believe that. I do like my Five Guys. Five Guys fries, I think, are some of the most underrated French fries.
You just want to rhyme
they
as
do
much
have,
as you
in,
can.
In the fast food world.
They do have the top five here. So McDonald's would be number one. Anybody guess what number two is?
Five Guys.
I say Arby's curly fries.
Miles?
Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Chick-fil-A waffle fries is number two. Ted, boom. Arby's is number three.
All right, so we're all in the ballgame.
Followed by Shake Shack and Wendy's.
I haven't had Shake Shack.
I've never been there before, no.
Nope. I call the Shake Shack my underwear.
I was just thinking of a maybe a more a large butt on a stripper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Shake Shack.
Yeah. Coming up next on the main stage.
I got plenty of Dallas.
They call her the Shake Shack.
Einstein
Try
Bros.
To set up a residence.
I'd rather see her than the Burger King.
She'll be throwing fries.
Dairy Queen got big old boobs though.
Einstein Bros. Bagels just created a new shampoo that smells like eggs and a conditioner that smells like bacon.
No.
Why? Look, other than eggs themselves, when has everyone ever said, I'm glad it smells like eggs, right. But eggs aren't the
we
source.
We created a condom right? That tastes like cheese.
But it's eggs and bacon.
Yes.
But it's not actual eggs.
No.
So, like, I've never had an eggy smell where I thought, man,
that
oh, man.
Great. I'm really hungry
it's
for eggs.
It's only cool if it's eggs. Like, you physically, you just boiled eggs. I see you boiled, but if there are no eggs present, but it smells like boiled
it smells
eggs,
terrible.
Nothing good has happened.
See, I would just think that somebody would use that just to trip out whoever they're with. You know, you're sitting there cuddling on the couch and you just hear.
Mm-hmm. You know what I do? I would wash my pubic hair with both and try to go. Then try to take home like someone who I meet at a diner later.
You want some
like,
breakfast?
Obviously, the smell attracts you. I have good news.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking of sitting around on a couch cuddling with somebody and being like, bacon.
Smells like bacon. Breakfast.
Smells like breakfast.
And eggs. Hollandaise.
Can I eat yeah, does it breakfast? Say what kind of eggs it is? If it's boiled eggs, I'm out. But if it's a poached egg, a scrambled egg,
still smells like cooked egg.
It might if I was working on it, Ted. The tears of joy emoji, which is the emoji that's laughing with tears coming out of its eyes, used to be the most popular one, but not anymore.
Poop is.
Apparently, the number of people using it has plummeted since early last year.
It's got to be the eggplant now, right?
It's the poop.
I have no idea. I'm not working on it.
Okay.
You think it's poop? I think it's the eggplant.
I like the poop emoji just because it doesn't matter in any context. It makes me smile.
Mm-hmm. I like the hand splat to the face. Like, Jesus, God, please help me.
There's a hot new social media trend. People sharing selfies from 6 years ago, which is when selfies really started becoming a thing. They're also posting a current selfie for comparison.
Yeah, you got fat. Right? Can we just say that, and that way the trend goes away? I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, if it's one of those trends that already annoys you, just comment on everyone. God damn, you got fat.
You look like ass now.
You used to be attractive.
Oh, and I feel like it's a small percentage of people that have gotten better looking in those years.
Yeah.
What if you ever had a 6 year? Once you hit adulthood, like, what if you said, I look so much better now?
But your wife's bum now.
Yeah. She looks just like that wedding picture.
She married that.
You had hair.
Now look at you.
That's my favorite. Look at all the hair you had.
It's like you're molting.
Ooh, look, you grew another chin.
You had all your teeth back then.
How about that?
A man in Philadelphia was clocked going 90 miles an hour and led police on a chase that lasted 77 miles because of what he was smuggling.
What was he smuggling?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Take it, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. But first, the game is
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhilgen, to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Trina. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, Vitolas.
Hola. All right, Trina, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, I do.
All right, Latrina, here is your story.
Latrina. You just called her Latrina?
I know. I did that on purpose.
All right.
I was, why did you point it out?
Okay.
It was supposed to just slip under the surface.
Latrina.
And then Miles was the guy like, you said Latrina!
Oh, my God. This is like a Men in Tights reference.
All right, Latrina, here is your story.
Oh, come on.
Well, I had to do it. Right. An elementary school teacher in Florida. She left a four-year-old boy at home. And keep in mind, the authorities are not disclosing whether it's even her own kid. But left a four-year-old boy at home alone while she went to buy marijuana. The chiba chiba. The sticky icky. The holy smoke. But the 26-year-old, she was arrested after the child was found wandering alone outside of her home at about 7:50 in the morning wearing only a t-shirt and underwear. Now, the woman, who, by the way, is a fourth-grade teacher at an elementary school, she returned to her apartment complex about an hour later and told deputies that she had to leave the house unexpectedly to help a friend whose car had broken down. Now, investigators later found marijuana and a grinding device on the kitchen counter and text messages from a cell phone that were sent to her at 2:30 in the morning, including one with an address and another that read, I'm here.
I got the weed!
Like, everything that could go wrong is going wrong for
you
her.
You got weed!
Now, the woman later admitted to deputies that, yes, she had lied about the story about her friend having car troubles. She told them that she wanted to get some marijuana, and the four-year-old boy was asleep. So she assumed that she could drive about 10 miles away quickly, meet the friend, and get some from him. Now, she said that when she returned home, she had consensual sex with the guy and then drove his ass. But she drove her weed dealer to her place, had sex with him, and then drove him back home.
Oh, no.
Now, the child was later taken from her custody. She's now facing a whole slew of charges. The question is, do you believe that this brilliant woman is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go white.
Why do you think white?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I just do.
Just your gut.
Okay.
What are you thinking, Ted?
Just my gut.
I just see your gears turning.
All right, so the dude's a drug dealer.
The guy, yeah.
Selling weed.
Selling weed, right.
And then she picks him up.
Correct.
He convinces her not only, like, take me to your house.
They have sex there. I'm sure to check on the kid, right?
They have sex there.
She drives his ass back across town to take him back home and then drives back to her house. But by this point, the cops are there.
I don't know, but I feel like there's more. Like, I'm a white guy that doesn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I feel like there's more brothers that don't have cars.
Mm-hmm.
More black dudes.
I think you, as a black guy, I'll tell you, you are correct.
Right? And he convinced her to drive her there, have sex, and drive back. That sounds like a smooth black dude to me.
But the teacher.
Oh, the teacher. Well, I'm thinking she's black, too.
Okay. All right. Trina, you going to stick with white? Final answer.
Oh.
Final answer.
Okay. And she was grinding it up.
She's grinding
it up. Might be putting it in a blunt.
Okay.
You sticking with white, or you're going to follow Ted's lead?
All right, Trina, we're going to keep going white.
Sticking with white.
Stay away.
We're going to find out if she was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Well, finally, this takes us to Florida and a four-year-old who was left wandering around all alone outside at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the person who was supposed to take care of her, teacher by trade, anyway, she was off buying weed 10 miles away. Then I guess picked up her drug dealer, came back, had sex with him, and then went back to take him home. And then when she came back, the toddler was out wandering around and she was arrested.
That is correct. And Trina, you guessed that this woman was white.
Oh!
Sorry. Well, Ted has his ways of looking at things, so in this case, you said, like, if she picked this dude up, brought his ass all the way back across town so that he could have sex with you in your house, and then you immediately drive him back to his crib. Sounds like a smooth brother dropping some lines.
Yeah.
Then you say, hey, man, she had a grinder. Just saying. Maybe it goes into a blunt, right? And all that sounds terribly racist, but you are correct,
oh,
sir.
Boom.
It's all the clues, man.
Got the weed.
Ted always follows every available clue.
Oh, you got a grinder.
And you're what, like 80%, 85% on this?
I've been pretty good lately.
You are a good racist.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
They always say on Viceland sometimes, good to be an informed racist.
Right?
All right. Greatness, right? A lot of times in sports, the word GOAT is thrown around, the greatest player or the greatest of all time.
Correct.
Great. It was the greatest player of all time. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you've ever, maybe some people don't know. You've seen the acronym, you know, this person is the GOAT. That's what they're talking about.
Right.
I think I first heard it from LL Cool J. It's pretty sure he had an album called GOAT. And I was like, what the hell is he talking about? So you got Michael Jordan, right?
Sure.
He's pretty easy. I don't know, when it comes to boxing, you might put Mayweather in there.
Mayweather, so, Ali.
Right, Ali, right? So, I mean, every sport kind of has those people. You got what for golf? Jack Nicklaus?
Arnold Palmer. I mean, Tiger Woods for a while.
So Tom Brady kind of gets tossed around. A lot of people think, as far as quarterbacks go.
Sure.
He's.
I mean, yeah. Seems reasonable.
Give him that.
Right? I mean, we think this. Other places do not.
Sure, sure.
So, what we're going to listen to here basically is just a goat doing goat stuff. Tom Brady's on with Stephen Colbert. They talk a little bit about his diet and then, have a little competition.
Now, what is the thing that you wish you could have but is no longer on your Superman diet?
Well, things I don't eat very often. Like when I was young, I just had the worst diet.
Yeah.
And I think as I've gotten older, the diet's improved a lot. So
okay.
There's things I eat much less or far less often now.
Yeah.
I'd say cheeseburger, pizza, beer, things like that.
You don't drink beer?
Rarely. Damn.
Two beers.
Now.
I was pretty good beer chugger back in the day.
You were a good beer chugger?
Yeah.
Do you want to chug a beer? I'm okay. Do you want to do this? Again, this is for the kids.
Are we competing or are we chugging?
I don't know if you're a competitive guy.
Let's try.
Okay, let's try.
Yeah.
Somebody time it. Okay, how do we start this? Okay, so we just click and go. All right, okay.
Can we spill?
Can we spill? We can spill.
All right. Ready? I left a little.
Tom Brady whooped his butt.
Oh, did he really?
Yes. Not only did he whoop his butt, he legit left a little in there and had time to re-drink that down before Stephen Colbert put his cup down.
So he wasn't lying.
He was not lying. You could tell he doesn't drink a lot because he referred to himself as a pretty good beer chugger.
Okay.
Right? Like, most people are just like, yeah, I could chug a beer. I could chug quick. For some reason.
It's been years since he's done it, so now
if you can do it, you can do it.
Beer chugger just sounds weird coming out of something.
It almost sounds like a racial insult. God, them beer chuggers moved down the street.
You should watch the video of that, by the way, at the Benjamin Facebook page. Because you heard that, but when you see it in action, it is impressive.
It's quick.
You think you could beat him?
I haven't seen the video yet. I'll check it out.
All right.
You think you could take him, Ted?
I could not.
Okay.
Because it was out of a glass, pint glass.
Yeah, you're good out of a can. Yeah. I'm good out of a pint glass.
Right, out of a can, it's just simple physics. With that said, though, the last few years, man, have not been well for your boy.
Really?
Well, if I'm competing with people my age, it's one thing.
But those youngsters, man.
Yeah.
You're like the veteran on the team, man. Your days are numbered. You've been training these guys. And
it's like when Vince Carter dunks, you know, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst thing is training, you know, you're one of the established members.
Sure.
So maybe you talk a lot of trash. And then maybe a mid-20s female coworker whoops your butt. And you say, well, let's run it back. Yeah. So I might have been retired. But Tom Brady chugs the crap out of that beer, man. You should watch it. It was pretty awesome. Plus, it makes me like him more. The two things he missed most from his diet are cheeseburger pizza and beer.
I know.
Like, that's very specific.
I haven't heard cheeseburger pizza since Bush.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's very specific, because that's not something that's on the menu in most places. Most places don't have ground hamburgers.
They don't have the cheeseburger pizza.
They don't have
pizza,
ground hamburgers, not an option for pizza, unless they specifically make the taco pizza. Most of that's chicken, though.
I don't know, man. I feel like you get ground beef on pizzas.
You can, but it's like not a hamburger pizza.
I bet that he hasn't had a pizza in so long. For Tom Brady, he's just remembering ordering like whatever run-of-the-mill pizza
it's like
places.
Grated cheddar cheese. Most pizza places don't have that. You have to have a full service place, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I got to make that at home though. It sounds delicious.
So Stranger Things, a lot of people really like that show. So people like the show. So kind of the natural thing, like you're going to get pay raises. But it's kind of weird because, like, some of these people are children, right?
Right.
So Winona Ryder and this David Harbour guy, like, he's making $350 per episode. Basically, they're making a ton, right? But the younger boys, man, they went from $30,000 per episode to $250,000 per episode.
Good. They're the stars.
That's a 750% raise.
Now, how does it work in Hollywood or acting or anything, all right? So there are child labor laws. Right? Like, you couldn't just put your kid to work somewhere and Social Security number. They'd be like, hey, man, you know, they're 8 years old, they're 9 years old. But if you're the Olsen twins, when Full House was on originally, what, 3 years old? And technically, the check goes to them. And I know you can have parents that monitor the account, but in theory, I could do that with my kids now. Because trust me, I'd love to put their asses to work.
I think that's the only difference. It just goes into, like, a trust that, like, the parent's in charge of.
But couldn't I do the same thing then? Like, well, my kid's got a job at McDonald's, and it goes into a trust. I'm not going to touch it. It's his money.
I think maybe the difference is, like, McDonald's or someplace like that doesn't need children to work there.
Yeah, but tell me they wouldn't hire them. Cheaper. Those kids are only making $30,000 an episode until now. So they're still cheaper labor relative to any adult you have doing the same thing, right? In this case, it's acting, but, like, and I understand there's a difference between, I don't know, freaking picking apples or something, or being a janitor or starring in Stranger Things, but in the end, right, a job's a job. So in theory, as I'm just saying, and I'm sure there's a loophole, but it just seems like in theory, I'm the director or producer, whoever runs the show, and I go, okay, you know, it's about these kids essentially dealing with some weird stuff, and someone will say, well, look, man, you're going to have to hire, you know, like an 18-year-old to play a 10-year-old because we have child labor laws like we do in every other profession in this country.
Except for acting.
Except acting.
Except for Hollywood.
But I think
if you get paid a lot of money, it's okay.
But in acting, like, you specifically need children.
You do.
Whereas, like, I mean, you need child labor.
No, we got CG now. I mean, Avatar did not star 8-foot-tall blue people, but they made it look like 8-foot-tall blue people. You know what I say? Look, CGI and the kids, respect your child labor laws.
It's like Hollywood and NCAA athletics. Those are the right, two real weird ones that just don't have to. No rules.
No rules, no just rules. Right.
No rules. You work for free for 5 freaking years.
The older teens on the show, by the way, they're now making $150,000 per episode. There's no word on how much Millie Bobby Brown makes, but it sounds like she's getting more. Basically, it sounds like she's getting more than the $250 that the boys are making, but it's less than the $350 that the adults are making.
That's her prerogative.
No! I know.
Yeah. Millie.
She should not make more than the other kids just for one reason. And I know you haven't watched the show. If you have watched the show, you'll probably agree with this. She's a very good actress. There's no question about that. But she doesn't say a ton.
She acts with her eyes.
Is she on screen more than the other ones?
Not really. I mean, all the kids get about equal time. There's a couple of kids that are, quote unquote, more important. But all the kids get a whole lot of time. The adults obviously get time because they help move the story along. But she's a great actress. But as far as speaking parts go, like, she doesn't say much. And that's the nature of the character. But, like, you get all this money and you don't say, oh, God damn.
I mean, it's amazing. I think it's just amazing that kids anywhere can be making that kind of money.
And Winona Ryder's not even acting. She's just playing herself.
I know. I can't believe she can get paid either.
She's on some kind of, you know, crazy person drug.
It's like her and Anthony Hopkins. He's another guy.
Like, oh, God.
Do you ever give Anthony Hopkins an actual script, or do you just say, like, for what is he doing, Westworld now? Anthony, like, they wake him up out of some weird cryogenic sleep that he has, or they go down to his cave and let sunlight hit him, and you say, hey, Anthony, you didn't know this, but you are a mastermind of robotics in this old West town. Like, and then not give him a script. Just be yourself, you creepy son of a bitch. Yeah. I believe when he played Hannibal, he probably ate people just to know what it was like to be a cannibal before playing the role.
Yeah, I told you. There's a story that, who's in that movie?
Jodie Foster,
right? She was so creeped out by him, she didn't talk to him the whole time. And then, like, the one time he talked to her, he, like, creeped her out more.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a creepy dude.
Like every wife that he's ever had.
He got a lot of wives?
I have no idea. I just couldn't say.
He's eaten them all, Ted.
I can imagine that being famous, he would be one of the most, if you were to change places with somebody, the hardest famous person to get laid at the hotel bar.
He's just so,
you know,
he's so much like, him. Even when he gave a speech, I don't know, years ago, but at the Academy Awards, and he was being honored for something, which he should be. But he walks on stage to give a speech, and you're like, man, honest to God, it's just Hannibal Lecter in a tuxedo. I mean, it really was the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I guess first I should thank the Academy for awarding me this most prestigious honor.
Like, he's going to kill people. He's going to kill people before he leaves this event.
Yeah.
I've made some chili for the Vanity Fair after party. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, weird. I mean, that would creep me out. Like, it's an after party, dude. Why'd you bring chili?
Chili?
Right?
An after party,
like,
yeah.
That's a very strange...
Dude,
Saturday,
it's just
Sunday
made
afternoon.
Of people. Assume it's made of people.
I know, but even if it's made of people, like, chili. I'm down with your weird people eating stuff, but, like, chili? Right. It's 1 a.m., dude.
No,
like,
no beans. All meat.
He is very scary.
Pizza meat.
Netflix put out a list of... basically, they're saying, these are the movies that are so scary, people can't finish watching them. They, like, took the data and found out people that kind of give up on 70%.
Well, they turn it off. Yeah.
But here's the problem. It's not the most scientific data, right?
All right.
Because some of the movies are just gross. Like The Human Centipede 2.
Okay, right. Not scary.
Full sequence, right?
Full sequence.
Like, right. Like, I don't know that that's the scariest movie in the world, but I could see being even halfway through the... I mean, I can't imagine watching it.
Right. I'd be more curious to find out which of people just turn off, like, this is so bad, I'm out. Because that had, like you said, it had to be
Human Centipede 2. He started with
right, exactly.
Well, right. What was I going to say? Number one on the list was Cabin Fever.
Don't
I
know.
Remember the name, but I didn't see it.
It's not that old, man. It's only from 2016.
Okay.
So, Cabin Fever, Carnage Park.
Carnage Park.
Yep.
These all must be, like, teen horror movies, and that's why I haven't seen them.
What about The Conjuring from 2013? Wasn't that the one with the creepy doll? That kept coming
back?
Yeah.
And by the way, if you buy a doll that looks like that, expect to be haunted. I mean, Toys R Us is closing, and if you look at any freaking doll they have, it doesn't look like it actively wants to kill you, okay? So as I watched this movie, and it was a pretty good movie. People said, dude, you should check it out. I just remember at the beginning, this dude or whatever brings this doll home for his daughter, and I'm like, man, I would not give that thing to my kid in 10 million a freaking year. It looks like it wants you to die. Why would you buy your kid a doll that looks like it wants your kid to be dead?
I honestly get turning that movie off, man.
Really?
I wanted to turn it off, but I was watching with a girl, so I couldn't.
Right. You all had to hang in there.
You had to hang in there, right?
No,
and then
sucks.
That night it was all dark in the room.
I think I would have spoken up. I think I'd have said something like, hey, this just sucks.
It was a raggedy. Hey, look, fine, Mike.
Well, there was a Raggedy Ann doll and a Raggedy Ann doll in my house growing up. I didn't think it was going to kill us.
No. But it didn't look like the one that they brought home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In the movie, look, man, whatever. In the movie, I'm like, that does not look exactly like Raggedy Ann.
Trusty Miles, we had a conversation very shortly after that. Like, maybe we don't need to watch all these scary movies.
Yeah.
Not that it bugs me, but I could tell you was...
I can hang
you
with
was kind of scared all night, girl.
I can hang with a romantic colony.
Hey, get me into a rom-con. I'm all about it. Oftentimes, when you have look, geez, I'm just going to cut to the chase here. John Oliver does a great job with this on Last Week Tonight. St. Patrick's Day has been around, so of course here's a montage of local news anchors trying to do bad Irish accents.
Top of the morning to you now.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning for you.
There you go.
Do I get it now?
Top of the morning. Where are my lucky charms?
Yeah.
They're always stealing me lucky charms.
That was good.
British.
That was better though.
It's British.
Luck of the Irish. Luck of the Irish.
Top of the morning to you, Kurt.
Oh, same to you.
How are you doing in there, Gene?
I'm trying to get
you,
but my pants are falling down.
I like that lady at the end. She gave up.
I love it.
I mean, I don't know. I'd make fun of them for doing bad accents, but...
We do terrible accents.
Right?
Every
all
day.
The time.
Right. We're in no position to comment. Oh, by the way, a comment came in. That's Annabelle. Not The Conjuring. Get your creepy movies right.
Oh.
So we got the dolls mixed up, man.
I thought they were both the same movie. One was just a sequel, and one was the
You know
first
what? You
one.
Might be right. You know what? Kiss my ass. I think Ted's right.
Annabelle was in The Conjuring. She was not the focal point.
Right.
But she was in The Conjuring.
Yes.
Okay.
So it wasn't about the doll. That was Annabelle. But
right. And then the next one was Annabelle,
yes.
Because that doll had been in The Conjuring.
Right. Ties it all together. Don't be around dolls that look like that mofo.
I mean, dolls are kind of creepy in general.
They are weird, dude.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Some people
used to date a girl that had the dolls, like the New Orleans porcelain dolls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she would collect the masks and put those.
Is that the All-American doll?
No. It was,
no, that's American Girl doll. My daughter has an American Girl.
They're a little bit more Frenchish looking. I don't know. I don't know the right word for it, but it's just they're weird looking.
The weird thing, the American Girl doll, all right, the whole thing's a scam. I hate it, and I tried to avoid it because I recognize it's a scam. So someone outside of the family purchases for her, and now my life's become a nightmare. But the doll she got, at the time she got about 2 years old, looks a lot like her.
Okay? All right.
Right? Then same hair, same skin tone, all the stuff. So whatever, I do understand the difference between the doll and my kid, but there was a night where my kid was in bed, and as I get up to go to bed myself, I'm walking down the hall, but she had left the doll face down in the middle of the hall, and I'm thinking it's my daughter. Man, uh-oh. I cannot explain the adrenaline rush. You almost have tears in your eyes. I'm on the floor. I pull this goddamn doll over, and I'm like, I will kill this doll. So I'm explaining to my daughter, don't ever leave this anywhere because daddy thought it was you, man. It was a bad moment. I just remember, like, your adrenaline does not go away for hours after that. It looked like my kid was dead face down in the hole.
I just remember how much stupid they cost.
Dude, don't even. It's not okay.
Build-A-Bear was easier.
It was a lot easier.
Build-A-Bear was fun, too. You're yelling stuff. You build bears.
Yeah, sure. You're building a bear.
I got a little fireman.
Yeah.
But he's a bear.
Fireman.
But he's a bear.
Cynthia Nixon. Does that name ring a bell to you, too?
Sex in the City, yes.
All right. She was, of course, Miranda Hobbs.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Sure, that name.
Yeah. Six in the City. Sex in the City, of course, ran. That show was only on for six seasons from 98 to 2004.
That's amazing.
Then they had two movies.
People loved it.
They're never having a third movie because a couple of them don't get along. I know that much. So Cynthia Nixon, basically, she's going to run to be governor of New York in real life. Like, it's not a joke. I kind of thought it was a joke at first, but no. The thing is, she's going up against sitting governor Andrew Cuomo, who's seeking his third term. They're both Democrats. Obviously, she'd have to beat him in the primaries before you could get to the actual general election.
Sure.
But kind of interesting. Her whole thing is, I guess, she wants to fix the subways, which I assume if you lived in upstate New York is a good program.
Yeah, that's, everyone in Rochester's like, yay, hell yeah. You got my vote, Cynthia Nixon.
I want to give New York City my money. Yay.
But Seth Meyers was talking about it, had a pretty good joke about her. Seth, you know my man Seth.
Actress Cynthia Nixon today announced her bid to run for New York governor, and she debuted her campaign slogan, Nixon 2018, no relation.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sitting right there. Seth's going to go ahead and pound it home for you. It's kind of, make sure you know that point.
Thank you, Ted. There you go. TV Time with Ted. All right, we got your headlines coming up with Mike Hock in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man's dog attacks another dog at a dog park, so Florida man beats the other owner's ass, too. Meanwhile, another Florida man fights with a girlfriend, and his nickname is Captain Goo. To Memphis, where five women in an IHOP decide to beat the manager's ass. Australian brewery, according to Redheads, lacks grace and class. And if you live in Austin, do not open any packages. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story in Philadelphia. A man was pinged by police going 90 miles an hour on the highway. When police tried to stop him, he led them on a 77-mile chase instead.
Damn.
All because he was smuggling $40,000 worth of cigarettes.
Huh. Damn, man.
Okay. Police found 369 cartons of untaxed, unstamped cigarettes in his car.
Dear God.
We need that money.
I don't know. I mean, I know it's illegal, but it's just, yeah. Not worth all that.
Right? Over cigarettes? Like the tobacco industry doesn't make enough money?
Doesn't help that he drove 77 miles. Sure, he exacerbated the situation a wee bit.
Now it's a thing, yeah.
Right.
Around the world, in Florida, police arrested a man after responding to a disturbance at a local home. When He tried to get the man to identify himself. He continued to refuse and resist police. It was only when they put the man in the car that he finally identified himself as Captain D-Head.
And apparently he was.
Yeah, if that's your answer, yeah, there's you some are. Truth to it. Yeah.
You are.
Right. He's now facing a misdemeanor obstruction charge.
Mm-hmm. Captain D-Head.
All because he just had to be a D-Head.
Mm-hmm. And the captain of it.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. We stick to Florida, where a man was enjoying a day out walking his dog when another dog came out of nowhere and started to attack his. Turns out the dog belonged to another man that had escaped its leash and ran over to where the attack began. While trying to separate the fighting dogs, the man was suddenly struck upside the head with the tennis ball launcher belonging to the attacking dog.
Oh, one of those 2.5-3-foot sticks, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, no, it was a gun.
No.
It wasn't a stick, it was a gun.
Oh, a gun?
Well, a launcher gun, yeah, but...
Right, okay, it's called a launcher stick. What it is it's kind of got a little bit of a curve to it, but it's 2.5 feet
long. No, they got the picture, dude.
Oh, God, I've never even seen that.
Wow, so you talking about a chuck-it?
Yeah, chuck-it. I thought it was a chuck-it. I thought he beat him with a chuck-it.
That would be a good weapon, though.
Got a chuck-it weapon.
No, this thing is just a big old plastic cannon, really, that launches these tennis balls, and he just whacked him upside the head with it.
Oh, he's doing a separating the fighting dogs.
Right,
man.
But what ended up happening is while he was trying to get his dog away, he was kind of tugging on his dog's leash, then his dog escaped its leash and collar as well. Uh-huh. And so then he used it basically as a whip on the other dog to try to get it to let go of his dog.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm guessing the owner of the attacking dog, which had no restraints whatsoever.
Then he took the cannon and biffed the other guy in the head with it.
Biffed him in the head, yeah.
That cannon whipped.
Police arrived on the scene and the rest of the man, and he is now being charged with a felony battery charge.
Okay.
Damn.
Fun times.
Good times at the dog park.
Relaxing.
Yeah, and then you know what? You know what would really insult your day is when you get the dog home and then poops on the floor.
And the only person you've had a conversation with before and after is just the dog.
Right.
It's always the same, like, you want to go to the dog park? Jimmy, take you to the dog park? Jimmy, get the leash and we're going to go to the dog park? Let's get in the car. We're going to go to the dog park.
And you go to the dog park, you talk to one individual, and you get a fight with him.
Right? A dramatic scene erupted at a Tennessee IHOP when a rowdy family refused to quiet down. They were making enough noise that merited an employee to come over and ask if they would calm the conversation down. This, of course, goaded them into being worse, not better, which then prompted the employee to usher them out of the restaurant altogether. Despite being kicked out of the restaurant, the family did not leave the area and instead continued to taunt the employee through the doorway, which then created an all-out brawl between the family and the employee. Plates, chairs, and punches were thrown in the brawl that left the employee battered and bloody. Police still have not located the family.
Come on, man. I mean, what has happened? What has happened was, hey, man, can you quiet down? Because obviously you're a little out of control. Mm-hmm. He said quiet down. That's all. And you end up getting your ass beat. And you're working at freaking IHOP, man.
I mean,
I don't care what IHOP pays.
On the overnight.
Right. You don't get paid enough.
You don't get paid as much as a guy who works at noon.
Right.
You know,
like. Yeah, this happened at 12:30 a.m.
That's what I mean. Like, this is already hell.
Yeah. Exactly.
Unless you're in there eating the delicious food, which is all you want, and then all of a sudden, like, you got to deal with this disturbance.
And trust me, I don't want to have to tell you to quiet down. Other people are looking to me and they're angry that your conversation's so loud and they can't tell you themselves.
Yeah, basically, you're working HR. Everyone thinks you smell bad.
If I want crazy entertainment while I eat, I'll go to, like, Medieval Times or something. You know what I mean? Not IHOP.
Yeah, but that's not real fighting, Miles.
Right. That's right. Good point.
I'm tired of people taking it out on the employee that literally has nothing to do with the situation other than they're the messenger.
And IHOP.
Yeah.
And IHOP.
Wow, you're already kind of drunk fighting with your family. Like, you're going to kill the messenger.
Yeah.
Right.
True enough.
Like, you're already past that point of being somewhat reasonable.
How long do you think that employee stayed with IHOP before they quit?
I think they're done now.
Hopefully they'll just get on the day shift.
Give me some severance.
Give me a raise.
A teenager on
got hit with a flapjack.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The Word. Profile this, and we'll drink a toast again with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But right now, we be all about this match. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.